Yebo, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, mthokazo muhle, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela imtshirongwa tshelu, tshebe tshitliki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Kwazwe, 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 muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela imtshirongwa tshelu, tshebe tshitliki, tshe The Connection, chandinokupakurai, nemsuwe chipiri, choga, choga. Nasi, Zimbabwe muhle, lamhlanje, welcome, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, to Studio 7's very own youth program, that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela imtshirongwa tshelu, tshebe tshitliki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Nasi imtshirongwa lamhlanje kuhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we continue a discussion that we kicked off last week on the protests that are being organized by the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, Zimbabwe muhle, thus far, these protests have been very unsuccessful. Sibone ukuthi, thus far, there have been 3 scheduled protests, none of them successful. Eharare, mhlaka 16, unsuccessful. Ngontuthu zathunqa, Bulawayo, izolo, unsuccessful. And Gweru was scheduled next, njalo, unsuccessful. These protests have been blocked by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, EZRP, as a result of a prohibition order. Now, this is what led to the cancellation of these protests. In Bulawayo, njalo eHarare, njalo eGweru. However, eHarare, in the country's capital, we still saw a couple of people injured and a couple of people taking a beating from the police. As for Bulawayo, izolo, we saw the city bekugcwele amaphoyisa ndawo zonke phese pamnochoka babanguzara amapurisa. The same applies to Gweru thus far. Throughout this entire time, we've also seen activists such as Pride Mkono being arrested. We've seen politicians such as Honorable Thabisa Khumalo being arrested. Njalo sesibone abantu abasakhulayo, young politicians such as Mnumzana Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu abducted and tortured. This is by people that they believe ukuthi laba ama state security agents. Before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Thokozo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's take a look as these young gentlemen give us an account ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly happened to them when they were abducted and tortured. Let's take a look.
Mshemi kwenye darara, wakasuko mutsa mkazi wangu, chekutanga waka andi pfunza kutindisi identify, nika waka identify, wachindi pfunza wakati iwewe, diwe tisitutu ya pese nomono mfakosika, mfakosi maitambi yuku okareza zinu, chicha mwono mpiwa na Chamisa. Ndikati munorevei zvakanzi hausuda kutaura ndisandadaro andaka mumotokari pana anga ari mumotokari vakabuda vaende futi pavandidhirege vauya vanditora apa pane extrail yered yangaisina number plate kumashure yakamira pagedhi pangu vakapakata futi what they did to me wanakavada futi aindisandudzira kuti ninja riri panapa. I started the foot pinda motokari ndoba ndapinda motokari. The 3 of them vakagara neri kumashure, the 4th one akagara kwakapinda driver. Immediately papa vakandibva vanipa command zvikanzi dzikisa musoro wako pasi. Ndichinodzitaura daita vanhu rohwa nejira, but since it was that time motokari but raioneka ka green color jira iroro. Ndichinzi ndikuenda kumariba police station ofushinda ndaadmita kuti kana paine zvandakanganisa zviri kunze kwemutemo, they were supposed to kuti vandiendese kumapurisa. But chandairoverwa shoko ravainyaya kutaura ndedekuti maudzwa kunzi chiise machairpersons naChamisa. Chamisa ari kukutaurai kuti kudii, munofunga kuti munobvisai munangagwa, munofunga munobvisa ED. Manje toda kuzviona iwewe pako papera tiri kunokurai, kana Chamisa achizotonga achakutonga siwa munenge wamugwa.
Izolo around past 10 ecountry park lapo engisara khona kuthutsha amadoda angabona abefika 10 afika akhabisibhale ethwele umbhobho ama-AK-47 nama-pistol. Bafika bathi kimi lala phansi, bangibopha ngilembu amehlo, bathatha ifoni yami, bathatha le foni kankosikazi wami. Then after that ngibone semphakathi wemota ukuthi bamphakamise njani, angibonanga imota ya entwalileyo, angizange ngiyibone. bengiphakathi kwemota angiyilele ngikhangele phansi. Imota yahamba i-distance engeke ngitsho njengoba nakade ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Wafika esikhathini sokuthi ngayizwa ukuthi imota leyi sihamba ku-Dust Road. Then abantu labana bafika bangikhipha emoteni. So ngithe nginanzelela ngabona ukuthi imota zakhona bezintathu. After that laba bantu baqalisa ukungibuza imibuzo. Bengathi nje bakhuluma ngemthwakazi oqala ukumbuza bekhuluma isiNdebela. Esithi ye kathi wayelizonda imthwakazi. Ngoba thina singabe imthwakazi. Wayelifaka amashoni akobulawayo. After that basebengena ke phezu kodaba ukuthi amarongeshini enu siyawazi. So lapho esikufuna ukuthi wena usitshele iqiniso. Ngoba ungasitshela amanga siza kubulala. Lina mhla ka-16 umhlangano la wenzela ngaphi? Mina ngathi hayi mhla ka-16 anzange yona umhlangano yawenzayo. Baqala ukundinda bebembopha izandla bezibophe ngemuva. Konke lenyawo ngikhangele phansi.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was a Blessing Kanutunga and Masiza Ndlovu, both young politicians who are with the MDC. Human rights violations in Zimbabwe, ilo lutabo dukone kutwini lamhlanje, ndiyo nyayetu kukurukura muchirongwa. If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related in Zimbabwe, lingas kuma ikwengweni kunombolo ziti +12026192077. Diyo namba ya mokwalisa undifondra live pa mepo. Asi mokwalisa tunyora shekare tsamba zenyu pa WhatsApp pa namba zenote +12024650318. Nya pinda njalo ku WhatsApp sikona +12024650318. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency sikona njalo ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz go short wave. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, for our internet fanatics, siyasakaza live on our three web pages, www.voashona.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com, tirukutefenyira zvakare pa www.voandebele.com. And for our Facebook fanatics, ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukwengena kuhlelo mapinda no one way ukuthi notenda zvikuru. For our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. Sakamusakanga nokushare chirongwa muchisa mahats kana mchiterera zvakanaka chirongwa uyezve muchisa namba kana mchida kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatisanganei pano apa pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Ove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukutshawara neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3,
@BigMike3 is the username ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram. Kodwa mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle msambanye uko ku Twitter neku Instagram. For the next hour ndiri pano papa ma page edu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. So sikhona lapha, bhalani imibono yenu, bhalani imilayezelo yenu. Once again Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything related. So Zimbabwe Muhle, soon after the incident that happened in Mhlaka 16 ngoLwesihlanu last week, the United Nations addressed the situation in Zimbabwe. Bekhangela udaba lwemalungelo abantu, nyaya yema human rights mu Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Mr. Rupert Colvert of the UN. Let's hear ukuthi yena, what did he have to say last week?
On Zimbabwe, it's a fast-changing situation. I understand today's planned protests have just been called off. following a High Court decision earlier this morning upholding a government ban on the demonstrations that was announced yesterday. However, with opposition demonstrations still likely to take place in Zimbabwe in the near future, we urge the government to find ways to continuously engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation and to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters. If such demonstrations go ahead, we urge the security forces and protesters to ensure they proceed calmly and without any violence. We're deeply concerned by the socio-economic crisis that continues to unfold in Zimbabwe. While acknowledging efforts made by the government, the international community and the UN in Zimbabwe to mitigate the effects of the crisis and reform process, the dire economic situation is now impacting negatively on the realization of economic and social rights of millions of Zimbabweans. Long-term neglect and structural deficiencies have contributed to hyperinflation, resulting in soaring prices for fuel, food, transport, and health services, which is having a dramatic impact on the population and particularly on marginalized working-class people. The fact that key commodities and services have become less affordable for poor families means there is an increasing need for strong social protection measures. And around 5 million Zimbabweans, or one-third of the total population of some 16 million, are now estimated to be in need of humanitarian aid. So that's a huge proportion. Ahead of today's planned protest, which has now been called off at the last minute, there were worrying reports of threats against citizens who wish to exercise their right to express their opinions of the economic situation via peaceful protests, with allegations of increased surveillance of and threats against civil society organizations by state agents.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Rupert Colville of the United Nations. +12024650318 is the number to text go WhatsApp. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo kana mchilo pina mchirongwa. Asi, mkwane sa utifonera jekare live pamepo pana papa chirongwa chelu. Cheve chidiki. +12026192077. Nyaye, yatu bata nasi mchirongwa. Nyaye yema human rights munyika. So last week takaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvichiitika uko kuHarare vanhu vachiita zvekupondwa vachiita zvekurohwa nemapurisa abantu bebhaxabulwa ngamapurisa. Hai, sithe hai namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njengoba it was young people who were being beaten by amapurisa. Sibone ukuqhayathekile ukuthi siluthinte udaba lolu kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So let's head over to our panelists ethu Zimbabwe Muhle. Let me head over to my first guest joining me live ecingweni from ngale eZimbabwe nguThobekihle Mathimbe. Mzwane Thobekihle, zviri kufamba here sisi? Thobekihle.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chidiki.
Andizi ka tinatenda.
I wa tukufara kuva nemi nhasi muchirongwa. Ngati vaitato nyatso zeyanya iri muchirongwa nasisi. Totangira pa nezvakaitika nemusi wechishanu last week uko kuHarare. We saw police bebhaxabula vachinyatsorova vanhu zvechokwadi. You guys as an organization, you are with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. How did you guys process what happened last week, Friday?
Well, it seems like I'm going to enjoy my rights and demonstrate in section 59 of the Constitution, even right here with assemble, Irimo, Section 58 here, Constitution. So, Taita is at least the kana temo iripo, kana utimapurisa, kana achita o exercise right here, futi, Irimo, Constitution, yekuti vachengete dzo security vanu, vanu exercise o shuripam temo, jisinga iti, jisinga konziri kukuara mumu iri vanu. So, here it's not a serious bodily injury or even death. So, tichiona kuti isusu itakataisa even mtemo, tichiasa posa, ino my regulations as well, section 29, kuti tichinua ngalikuwa ni mapurisa, mapurisa hafangu kukosa serious bodily injury or death. So, shinjwa kanga, shinita fani nekuona vanu, wachituwa madragnet, atatu madragnet arrest, vanu wachikumbiwa, wachisungwa newe, vanenge wari innocent, wanenge wari mu crowd, imomomo, vanenge wasina uja, vaita shakaipa. So isusu tivande ma human rights concern yetu ndiye kuona kuti ma rights anenge akachengetedzeka vanhu vachikwanisa kuita enjoy their rights.
Now, Tsovegile, let's go to the actual protest, to the actual incident. On Thursday, we heard Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati wachita, we're issuing a prohibition order. Musochishanu, vanu, musabude no, wandu wenyu msanuratizira, don't go protesting at Harare. But still, abantu baza bapuma ngobune ngibawu, and they went to go protest. Now, of course, you know, I've spoken to different people. They've argued that, you know, the force that was used was very unnecessary. It was too much. Mm-hmm. However, in the first instance, the police had already warned people saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you have to face the wrath of the law of the land. As a human rights organization, how do you guys take those words?
Well, as a human rights organization, when we are looking at using the provisions of the law, we look at the letter of the law. When we're looking at even the wording of Section 29 of FOSA, it talks about even when people find themselves, you know, gathering, even if we are to even call it an unlawful gathering and people are gathering, the law still, you know, prescribes what should be done in that instance by the police themselves. The police must still work within the confines of the law. They should be able to, you know, to use, even if they are going to employ the use of force, that force should actually be proportionate to the object of the dispersal. Mm-hmm. They cannot just, kana vachichengetedza nyararo vachengetedza nyararo zvakanaka asi vachengetedza kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vachiita ma protest kumeka sure kuti ma weapons avanoshandisa haasi kukoza serious bodily injury or death. So tichitaita ma proclamation eku declare zvinhu zviri over masimba avo zvine zvinhu zvinotinetsa isusu se organization. Toonekwa isusu tichiita call on even ma security agents kuti aiwa ishandisai masimba ame makapiwa ne constitution. Constitution inokupai masimba ekuprotect the security, but constitution inokupai kuti mushande within even constitution. Mm-hmm. Tocha kurova vanhu arbitrary arrest zvinhu zvisingatenderwi even ne constitution, zvisina tsigiro ye constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvinhu zvese zvinoitika zvinofanirwa kuitika nenzira yakanaka, nzira ine gwara remutemo mukuru wenyika.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tobe, ngicela ubambe kancane. Can you just hold on the line hoti ngithathe mlaleli nithole mthelele, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi? Right, Zimbabwe muhle, liyamuzwa nangu unkosazana Thobelihle. Thobekile, sengithi Thobelihle. Thobekile Mathimbe. Kodwa hoti ngiqala ngithathe umlaleli nithole mthelele, and I'll go back to unkosazana. Kola kola mthelele, ndimi wokutanga abva kupinda muchirongwa ngoqalayo namhlanje kuhlelo ari pachirongwa ari parinare nde. Mushe, ndiani ari kupinda muchirongwa nhasi?
Rutendo.
Mati ndiani?
Rutendo.
Rutendo.
Yes.
Mukoma Rutendo, zviri kufamba here? Saka ndimi kamukoma muri kupinda muchirongwa, tiudzeiwo maonero renyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa.
Zvichitevera zvakaitika musi wechishanu, vaireporta ivo kuti musi wechipiri, musi wa13, kwakaonekwa mota dzaifamba dzisina manumber plate dzichithrowa magrenade stones nemahurricane ekutaridza kuti zvombo. But to my own surprise, havana kubata mota idzo dzekuti vavhunzurudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka on the other side, zvinotaridza kuti mapurisa, masoja, vadare vese kumahaikoti nekumalokoti uko vari kushandisiwa nebato rezanu PF vachiita zvisiri pamutemo. Zviri kuda kuzama kungovhiringidza zvinenge zvichirongwa nevamwe. Saka tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti kana tichichema ngatinzwike zvichemo zvedu. Izvo zviri kutaura chokwadi, hama dzevanhu vezanu PF nehama dzevanhu veNDC nehama dzevanhu vemapato vose dziri kunenga sveshe nemuromo. Naona kukwira kuri kuita zvinhu maara nemugarira wakaita munyika. Saka hezvi tavanda kusara vachigara voga here? Kana zviri izvo, dhanga vaunganidza hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo dzinovatsigira vechivasapota izvozvo. Kuzwa kuti hakune rimwe divi riri kuguta hari, vamwe rimwe richipane zvara. Nekuti mvura kana ichinaya mumwaka wayo hainai nyika yose, rimwe divi rinogutwa, rimwe divi rinofane zvara.
Zvino musati maenda mukoma rutendo, ndachida kuziva kuti imi pache zvenyu muri kurudzira here vanhu kuti vaendere mberi nechirongwa vachiratidzira?
Chingangoita kuti tisazokurudzira kwato yekutotya nyange tichida hedu nemhaka yekuti ropa riri kudoka rakawanda kana takuti tiratidzire havazorimwe nekutowedzera mutemo. Vanenge vane nekutedzera mutemo webato vachiisa kumutemo wenyika.
Aiwa, takunzwai mukoma rutendo. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa, handisi?
Ndatenda.
Right, zulukandaba liya muzwa nangu munumzana urutendo uya ngena kuhlelo uthi hayi into yokuqala, one thing he really highlighted is ukuthi people are suffering elizweni. Akula ndaba ukuthi ungowebandla lephi. Abe ZANU bayakhala, abe MTC bayakhala, abe MTCT bayakhala, wonke umuntu elizweni uyakhala. Ngiphinde ngambuza udaba lokuthi yena ubona ngani kumele abantu baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela. Wathi hayi, abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba, they are fearing ngenxa yokuthi sebelahlekelwe elizweni. A lot of people have lost, you know, impilo, abantu have lost property ngezinto ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzwa into nemthereri. I have another caller ecingweni. Let me go to my second caller and hear ukuthi ngibani okhona kuhlelo. Caller mthereri, usungenele kuhlelo. Mapinda mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki ariparunhare ndiani?
Osecingweni uSteli Moyo.
Moyo, unjani bhuti wami?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba, kunjani nawe baba?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile Moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngijabulile nokuthi namhlanje ngizela ngamukela, shwakade ngangiloke ngizama baba.
Ah, nanti thuba Moyo, nanti thuba. Usiphuma ngaphi?
Ngiphuma ngise eLwagwelo esikombingo.
Oh, eLwagwelo. Hayi, sikuzwile baba. So awusitshele ke Moyo ukuthi yini umbono wakho ngodabula khona ekhodweni namhlanje?
Hey, madoda, isimo sinzima, isimo sibuhlungu. Sikhathazekile kakhulu kodwa nxa la madoda esithi bona isimo sizaba ngcono, thina ubungcono bangkhona kade sathenjisa ubungcono, kodwa ubungcono bangkhona kasihlangane nabo.
Kodwa nangu umphantha intambo uMinister Mthuli Ncube uthi hayi kuzaba kuhlungu before kuba kamnandi, before abantu baqala ukukholisa, kuthiwa ama-policies that have been set up by uhulumende bona they are going to have a pinch. Kuzaba kuhlungu kancane before izinto ziba mnandi.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa shuwa, ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, kodwa sesiye isikhathi eside sithengiswa ize neze, kusese nogono. Kwakukhulunywa same language, kathesi futhi kukhulunywa same language, sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba okubonwa ngabanye abanye kabakuboni yikho kuzisa kakhulu ubuhlungu. And sithona amagabha avuzayo, abantu bakakulayo lutho abaludlayo, into zikhwelile azithengeki. So ngiyamangala ukuthi kathesi bakhuluma ngokuthi bona bethi bona ukutshengisela kuyabe bekusephula ilungelo labanye abantu. Laba abathengiselayo ke elabo ilungelo baliyethulwa yini? Yikho lapho kunombuzo wami khona ukuthi laba ke abakhalayo bona elabo ilungelo nxa bezinjwa ukuthi bengakhali, elabo ilungelo bona aliyephulwa yini? Kanti okwenza ukuthi bona kube yibo abathi khona besitshela abanye okokwenza, sokumele silandele khona lokho, nanxa kukubi sokumele silandele. Eyi madoda, impilo inzima, shuwa sithole nzima. Nebantwana ezikolo i-school fees asabhaleki. Akuzima, kunzima baba.
Kodwa Moyo, uhulumende yena uthi hayi akafuni ukuthi abantu bayotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi they don't want ukuthi kube lobudlwangudlwangu, abantu babhaxabulwe ngamaphoyisa, abantu baze bayenze i-violence, ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni. So bona bathi they've looked at the past protests. Sibone ngomnyaka odlule ngempela lapho kwakule protest yahlanganiswa yinhlanganiso ye-ZCTU. There was a lot of violence. So yena uhulumende uthi asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo elizweni, asifuni ukuthi kube le violence.
Yeah, nathi iqiniso likhona umsindo asiwuthabeli kwona vele umsindo kawukhomuhle. Kodwa ana iqiniso likhona yelokuthi kathesi akula muntu oke ezokuthi uzayenza umsindo. Ibe kuthiwa yi peaceful demonstration ngokuthi sonke besizinikele ukuthi kumele ukuthi nathi siyekhuluma. Sonke ukuthi nathi besizwe nathi ukuthi hayi siyacela kumbe nxa befuna sicele sicela ukuthi hayi impilo kayiguquke belibe kwesinye isimo esingcono nxa besithi bona bona bayenelisa ukuthi bekuguqule lokho kodwa sokungathi sokuyikulokho kuthunyayelwa okungacaciyo ukuthi sibe sonke silindile njengokuthi abanye akathesi baningi amakhehla asazala esezwe ashona kulokho kuthi uJesu uyabuya lawo sonke besilukuthi silinde lokho kuthi akuyalunga kuyalunga apho ukulunga kwakhona baba akusabe sesifile phela
umbuzo wami wokugcina moyo bese siqhubekela phambili lo hlelo ubona ngani abe-MDC kumele baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela
mina baba ngombono wami ngabe kuthiwa ikhulumeni ibivuma ukuthi athi abantu be-MDC bekhulume ngelizwi lokuthi labo bakhala mina bengisisa ukuthi ngabe baqhubekela phambili bebeka nabo izikhalazo zabo kuze phela kulungisiswe lapho kuyabe kumoshakale khona pho nxa kungafuneki ukuthi kona kulungisiswe lapho kumoshakala khona okuthi livele bona ngokuyala kwabo khabafuni nakho kuzwa ukuthi kulungisiswe okuthi bona bayakholisa ngale mpilo abantu abayiyo yona lokhu kuthengisa khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi bona bayakholisa njalo nxa ufuna uhlezi kuhle phela baba okubi komunye ngeke ukubone wena nxa uvele uzidlalele kuhle kwakho uyabumhleka kuphela so bona bayahleka so kathesi athi ukuthi bayaliswa yikwini bayaliswe nje ukuthi khona bayahleka kuhle ukuthi sibakhawulisile sibakhawulisile kodwa aba yisono sona lesi
hhayi siyakuzwa moyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti
Hey thokoze kakhulu ndokoze ngicela libe lingivonela njalo njalo nje ngiyahalela ukungena enhleleni nje ezithile nami ngiyahalela kakhulu ngiyangazama ngakhonstantela ithuba edlule kuba ngucouncilor under MDC Alliance
don't worry mnumzana next week sizakudinga njalo angithi
hayi ngiyabonga baba
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vamoyo umwo chizvaro chekuZimbabwe nayo ari kupopota semaundro ava rutendo vambopindawo muchirongwa vachiti zvina zvina kumira mushe munyika. But let me go back to Tobekile because Moyo brought up a lot of very important points that I think are super important that we need her to address. Tobekile, are you still on the line?
I'm there.
Right. Now, you started off something. You talked about POSA. It seems as though the implementation, well, the law itself, the way that the police used it, a lot of people feel as though, yes, it was used with the argument of defending people's rights, but other people are turning around and looking at it and saying, what about my constitutional right to go protest peacefully? So which law trumps which?
Okay, I'll explain it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first founding values of Zimbabwe, which is in the constitution, states that one of the key principles is that the constitution itself is supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So supremacy of the constitution. Saka mtemo mkuru watinofanga kuteedzera
the
constitution. Section 44 of the constitution is clear kuti states. Nemunhu wese any agent of the state anofanga kurespecta nekuremekedza nekuprotekta nekupromota constitution saka tinoona isusu kuti ma limitations anoya neposa posa ino tora limit kodzero yevanhu yekuprotest yoti vanhu kana vachida kodzero iyoyo ngava apply ngava wane vachikumbira mvumo yekudaro zviri zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vacho vari kukumbirwa futi voita ivo mapurisa and tikatarisa I'll just give you a brief background August 1 incidents the incidents akaitika vanhu vakakuvara pakazouya Motlanthe commission tikatarisa even January 14 to 5 February pakaita mamwe maprotest ambotaurwa one of the speakers tinoona kuti pakaita injuries akawanda kune vanhu pakafa vanhu zviri zvinhu zvakakonzerwa nema security agents. So you find that At the end of the day, kana vanhu vachinokumbira kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuprotesta kumapurisa, mari iyo zvekuti mapurisa acho ari kunzi ndiwo ari kutikuwadza vanhu. Zvinonetsa manje kuti vanhu vachazopiwa here mvumo yekuti vaite chii, vaite exercise marights avo. Todzoka isusu muconstitution, constitution inopa vanhu kodzero yekuti sei yekuprotesta peacefully. Saka vanhu vokumbira here kodzero yavakapiwa neconstitution? Kana vakumbira futi vonyimwa. Zviri zvinotishungurudza seorganization, zviri zvinoshungurudza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
So Thobekile, explain something to me. I understand that POSA was declared unconstitutional sometime last year. How is it that the police then can go ahead and use it legally?
Well, the POSA was not entirely like declared could be either unconstitutional. Pane section yakanongwa ikanzi atigona kuti a blanket ban yekubhana maprotest.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ndoo mutemo uchiripo, uripo uri kurarama, hauna kuripiliwa, wakazvimirira, uripo uri kushandawo, saka ndoo uri kurilaiwa nawo nemasecurity nemapurisa kuti kumeka sure kuti vari kumaintain now peace and order muZimbabwe. And at the same time ndoo mutemo zvekare wavari kushandisa zvekare kulimita even kodzero dzevanhu dzekuita maprotest. So pane nyaya iripo zvakare irimo muconstitution yekuti pane nyaya inofanirwa kuitwa inonzi balancing, yekuti balance marights. Because mapurisa anenge achitiwo isusu tiri kuchengetedza vasiri kudawo kuti associate neprotest. But mapurisa anofanirwa kuchengetedzawo zvekare even ivo vanhu vacho vari kuitawo chii maprotest.
Now, it seems as though POSA right now is kind of, like you said, going through amending, and it's coming back as MOPA. Imi se vanhu vanorora kodzero dzevanhu, as a human rights organization, how are you embracing this? Muri kuzvitambira zvakanaka.
Well, isusu maonero edu ndeyekuti MOPA yachonayo iri kuuyawo, but tiri kungoenderera mberi nezvinhu zvimwe chete izvozvozvo zviri kuunza. Ma restrictions are a bit repressive pakodzero dzevanhu, because ma provisions achina haasi kunyanyochinja, zviri radical. Zviri kuramba zvingoripo zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachida kutema protest ngavatange vakumbira. Isusoti but ka iye anenge achiti kwanzi aiwa kucha pamwe protest haigoni kuzova peaceful, ndiye anofanirwa kuaplya kuti redu ya protest ya isku zia peaceful. Kwa uyaru kuinjoya yake kodzero yake iri constitution, anofanirwe ikuti achienda pambera chino kumbira kodzero yake. Zvakafanana ne kodzero yekufema chaiyo, ukaenda chino kumbira ndiri kukumbirawo kufema. Hazviiti anokona nyaya yacho. Ndo pane concern yedu yekuti tinoda kuti kana tichiva nemutemo uchauya, ngauyewo uchitarisawo kuti pave nebalancing effect yekuti peace and order tinoida, nekuti tinoda kuti muve nerinyararo munyika, ichokwadi. Uyezve tinodawo kuti vanhu vanakirwewo nekuinjoya kodzero dzavo dziri imo muconstitution. Yatiri kuti isusu ndo iri supreme, yatiri kuti isusu ndo yakakosha, ndiyo mutemo mukuru wemuZimbabwe.
Alright, regai ndikubatei muromo, sisi nditore muteereri, and then I'll come back to you, Andet. Right, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwe kuti ndiani aripo parinare. Kola muteereri, usungenele kuhlelo, mapinda muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ngubani kone cingweni?
Hello, Shepard.
Shepard, unyani puti?
Sikhona, unyani
puti? Hai, sikhona, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyathokoza kakhulu, ninjani ba?
Hayi, ngiphilile. Nandudabo angizwanga ba.
Ngithi ninjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Ngilethemba lokuthi la uphilile.
Hayi, ngiphilile sana.
Usungenele kuhlelo baba, awungitshela umbono wakho.
Inkinga yilona oluduko lolo olwasekhaya lolo soluhluphile lolo.
Hey. Qhubeka Shepherd,
siyabuzwa. Singakubikela kubani kakhulu. Ngoba yabona mina ngimbuzo ukuthi uhulumende wangeniswa ngabantu. Yena mayethi wangena anti ukuthi wangeniswa ngabantu. Why ezomisha abantu amalungelo wawo? Ngoba yena umuntu maye wathandwa ngabantu, wafoka ngabantu. And then abantu makunenkinga sebehlangane nazo, sebefuna ukuthi bamkhumbe ukuthi hhayi, thina sinenkinga lapha nalapha. Yena esesebenzisa uswazi olubuhlungu kangaka.
kodwa Shepherd yena uhulumende uthi hayi asifuni ukuthi nina abantu abazabetshengisela liyenze ubudlwangudla kube le violence njalo asifuni ukuthi abanye amalungelo abanye abantu aphulu
but yabona ukuthi into ekhona kathi sokungudlwangudlwangu but sikhipha umongameli lo owasukileyo manje lo kwabe kwaba nodlwangudlwangu amapolisa ayikhona amasosha ayikhona and then abantu bamenyezela ukuthi bafuna ukwenza a peaceful demonstration like what they did ngesikhathi leso bekhipha lo mongameli ophumileyo so inkinga ibikuphi amapholisa akhona abekhona ayibona laba abafuna ukwenza udlwangudlwangu yiwo abanjani ababophayo unlike ukuthi bona bahle bavimbe bathi akukho into enjalo bona bake babona yini kukhona abantu bake bayenza umsindo ni before uhlelo lwakhona lungakaqali lule-demonstration
hayi siyakuzwa
bona sebegijimele phambi kwabantu anti ukuthi abantu bazenza udlwangudlwangu hayi abantu bafuna ukuthengisela ngoba bane-1 2 3 into ezibahluphayo anti bona ngabe baqale babona ukuthi abantu bahetha njani anti and then anti bangumsebenzi omkhulisa ngokuzo ngokugcina ukuthula but inkinga esiyibonileyo thina amapolisa yiwo acine eseshayana nabantu eqothi abantu idorobha sala lingesena muntu so which means ngubani ophula amalungelo abantu osenza udlame ngubani osenza udlame andiyoko opolisa osenza udlame ngabantu
hayi siyakuzwa but Shepherd isikhathi yiso sisidliwe ngumangoyi kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo come back same time same place next week angithi but
hayi ngiyabonga
right muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vaShepherd muomuteerera Rupinda Muchirongwa ari kubata nyaya iyoyo yemahuman rights munyika pachirongwa pari zvino tina muzvare Tobekile Matimbe she's part of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum kodwa Zimbabwe omuhle this notion what happened over the ngolwesihlanu eHarare njalo what happened yesterday kobulawayo has created a reaction from the international community we've seen our organizations such as the United Nations earlier on you saw them bona labo they touched on what happened sibone amazwe achiyeneyo America ambassador Brian Nichols lie he also issued a statement njalo he also met up with a lot of people who are victims of the abductions. So, as we move forward, let us go to an interview that I did with Alex Noyes. He is the political scientist of an organization called the RAND Corporation, Lapa Welemeleka, whereby he explains, ukuthi international community, bona, how are they taking in everything that's happening in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look.
So, Alex, we're here with you today to talk about the situation in Zimbabwe. You were recently in Zimbabwe. And over the past couple of days, a lot of things have happened. We saw the MDC trying to move to lead a protest in Harare. Mm-hmm. That was blocked. They tried again in Bulawayo. That was blocked. They tried again in Gweru, which is supposed to happen tomorrow. That, too, has been blocked. The protest itself was supposed to be people coming to the streets to express how they feel. What was your reaction when you were in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. Always good to be on your show. Mm-hmm. So I was there for about 2 weeks, back last week, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. So it's bad. I think the biggest surprise, you know, I've been studying Zimbabwe and going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and my biggest surprise this time around was just the sheer difficulty in logistics of getting around, getting bread, getting fuel, getting cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I showed up and I tried to get bond notes. I went to the bank and tried to transfer, change my USD. They had no ATMs working, no cash. The only way I could get it was on the black market. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some effort on the economic side to do some of the reforms mm-hmm. that they've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a charade, especially on the political side. You know, I was there last year for the election, and there was always this sense, and ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa even owned this, that it was sort of a foreign policy exercise. Mm-hmm. The election and these reforms were for international consumption. And so you keep seeing the party line talking about open for business, new dispensation. but how can you have a new dispensation when security forces are on the streets, when you're banning protests using POSA, mm-hmm. you know, repressive
legislation.
But we're
also still talking about that, with that idea, according to Assistant Commissioner Ponyasi and the government themselves, Zimbabwe has a history. If you look at the protests that happened last year, if you look at the protests that happened after the elections, they turned out to be violent. So for them, they felt as though implementing and using this was to prevent that violence. because it has the potential of becoming violent.
Yeah, I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm not convinced that these or other protests were actually going to be violent. And the, you know, these arms caches they talked about, I'm sure that's just a pretext to crack down on the opposition and dissent.
When Minister Mthuli Ncube came into office, he said that all the measures we're putting in are going to pinch before it gets better. As the international community, how are you guys taking this in? How, do you feel as though they're actually putting in the right measures, and are they trying enough to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better future?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. I wanted to go in with an open mind and assess conditions on the ground. And I came away without much positivity on that front. I think, you know, when you talk to folks, has anything changed? Average folks in the streets say absolutely not.
Some feel as though what is happening right now is an infringement on their human rights, but government is turning around and saying, whoa, we're trying to protect your human rights because we don't want things to be destroyed. As the internet, we've seen the international community come out in arms saying, whoa, we're dead set against the violence that happened in Harare and forwards. They've urged government to respect people's human rights. How are you guys taking in, especially the incident that happened on Friday?
Yeah, it's more of the same, right? I mean, you talked about protecting people's lives and property, but I mean, the commission after the post-election violence said, you know, massive disproportionate use of force. Mm-hmm. So sure, maybe some people were burning cars and throwing rocks, but then you have some people come in and shoot people in the back with AK-47s. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of the same. It's a pretext to crack down. There might be some concerns, but there are better ways to do this. And if you're talking about a new dispensation, a new democracy, you got to open yourself up to these.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Alex Noyes. He is a political scientist for the RAND Corporation. Now, he was here in the studios earlier on. I would have loved to have him live on air, but unfortunately, he had other commitments. So I thought, hey, let's see in the interview and give it to Abala a little bit to let's see how they take it in. What does Zimbabwe Moshe? That's not the full interview. We're going to be uploading the full interviews on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu, VOA Studio 7. So let me go back to my guest, Uthobekile. Let's wrap up with her and move over to my second guest that's coming in. Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni. Uthobekile, are you still on the line, sis?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, since we get my pitulo nohlelo, we're coming towards the end of our program. So I want to hear more from you as a human rights lawyer. Now, how do we move forward from here forth to ensure that human rights are respected in the country? We're seeing people all over the world, different organizations all over the world, are all urging government to start respecting human rights in the country.
All right. First of all, I'll just say, yeah, I do. As an organization, you know, we actually commend and are grateful for even the echoing of the same things that we believe in as an organization, you know, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner that put a call on government to actually respect people's right to even demonstrate, even the U.S. Embassy. We are fully appreciative of such calls which are towards, you know, upholding of human rights in Zimbabwe, as well as we look at upholding even the values that are in our constitution. So going forward, I'll say that we, as an organization, we continue to call even on the government to also put in place those mechanisms that will ensure that even the security agents will uphold human rights, will uphold people's rights even to demonstrate, to assembly. We also comment even with respect to Section 210 of the Constitution, which states that the there should be an act that is going to provide for a mechanism, a complaint mechanism, to allow citizens to even complain against the conduct of security agents. So we continue to call on the government to make sure that that act is actually put in place to come up with that complaint mechanism to allow for investigations of any violations and to also allow for remedies to human rights violations with respect to state security agents. We also call even on the government to also ratify the Convention Against Torture, so that at least we have, you know, once we ratify it, we domesticate it into our law, and we have, you know, regulations that are going to make sure that they criminalize any act of torture against the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sobekile, thank you so much. Nekupinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. I look forward to having you back on the program soon.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Tinotenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda yimi. Nangu sisi uTobekile Mathembe. Yena, she's with the organization Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Right, zulukanda basiqhubekele phambili lohlelo lukhona egudwini sekusele 15 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Let me go to my second guest, umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena ngumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo phutunyana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokumamikela linjani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayaphila, mina ngiphilile, wena unjani bhuti?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile ngapha ngaseHarare njengoba ngasila lami ekuchayweni ngama-button stick lapha.
So Nyoni, nantu dwaba olukhona egudwini bhuti. Monday sibone amaphoyisa bebhaxabula abantu bebashaya ngempela kule video eyasekhulatha kulomunye ugogo ngempela. Hayi, simbone ugogo eshawa abantu baze bathi ha no man, this is not right. Kodwa bona amaphoyisa njalo uhulumende bathi hayi silitshelile phela Thursday night ngolwesine sathi hayi lingaphumi liyotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi hayi kule prohibition order asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo, kube lo mdlwangudlwangu, kube le violence. So wena njengomunye ongumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ukuthathe kanjani lokho?
Ya, into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngase sibona abadala bethu omama labogogo sebechaywa njengamapholisa ngendlela ehlukumezayo kangaka nje. Kodwa nje lokhu kusegcekeni njalo kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende lo yena nje ngashiyanga ubuntu bakhe ovele ayewenza umgabi esakhona okokuhlukumeza uZulu njalo lokuchaya uZulu, ngoba isizathu sokuthi bechaye uZulu sibe vele singekho. Lesizathu sokuchaya ogogo vele sasingekho nje, kodwa sibabonile nje phambili kwamakhamera bezimisele ukuchaya abantu njalo lokuhlukumeza uZulu.
So Nyoni, tell me something, Numzana. You are one of people that you're an activist in the country. We've seen ukuthi sekule trend la ukuthi when people protest abantu bayashaywa, babhaxabulwa, people are injured, property is broken. So is it still worth it ukuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi babo bachino ratizira migwago?
Yes, it's pretty much worth it because if you look at the numbers that were on the street, there wasn't a lot of people that came out on that particular day. Had we flooded the streets like we did in 2017 November, I tell you and I bet my life and my career as an activist that the police were not going to be able to contend the march or to beat anyone because the numbers will be overwhelming. Our only challenge and problem is when we have these marches, it's only a few courageous individuals that come out, which then exposes them to the brutal reaction from the system.
Mm-hmm. So now, as we move forward, we've seen uhulumende, he's blocked. I'm a protest. So nina njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu, how do you plan on moving forward ukuze litshengise uZulu ukuthi hayi thina ngempela asithabanga, we're not happy with the situation in the country?
We have two options. Silendlela ezimbili esizilandelayo. One is the legal route and the other one is to say the blocking of these marches is on its own illegal. So we will not adhere to an illegal law that tries to legalize something which is not legal in the first place. So we will take up this matter at the Supreme Court and even up to the Constitutional Court if need be, and push along those lines, as well as we won't stop getting on the streets and demonstrating because the court is rude. If they want to arrest us, then they will arrest everyone who will come on the streets.
Mm-hmm. So, but besides that, besides the protest, because if anything, it seems as though there's an effect on the ordinary person in the streets. Ugogo loya had nothing to do with it. Was it kodwa nguye ngempela owabhaxabulwa? Kodwa the people were pushing for a protest bona abasashawang. So, seeing as though the effect of the protest seems to be hitting the ordinary person the most, how do you then move forward ensuring ukuthi the ordinary person is not affected as much or is not the one taking the biggest heat?
it's a sad thing that Ugogo became a casualty of this fiasco, and I feel very sorry for her. I've even visited her to see how she's doing at the hospital. It's not a good thing, and we don't like such things to happen. But we cannot stop fighting this battle and fighting this war because certain people are going to get hurt or certain individuals are going to get in the crossfires. Every battle has its own problems and advantages and disadvantages, and casualties will always be there. Even if you are at your own home, for example, a very good example is Ukomrade Tatenda Mumbearara, who was actually taken from his own home on his own bed and beaten and had an arm and a leg broken. Well, he wasn't part of the demo. He wasn't anywhere near the demo, but he was beaten at home. So if something like this is happening on a day-to-day basis, well, we can't avoid it.
Zvino vanyoni chimbondiudzaiwo, imi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika, muri kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaendere mberi nechirongwa ichi chekunoratidzira. Vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzira nekuti vari kuchema chema vachiti munyika hamuna mabasa. Munyika hakuna magets, mari haisi kubatika, hakuna mvura, zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungonetsa munyika. Asi takanzwa minister Mthuli Ncube vachiti haumana zvinhu zvichambotinetsei zvisati zvanaka. Madii kungomira mambopa hurumende mukana kuti vamboshanda zvakanaka. Tionewo kuti zvinhu zvinobudirira.
VaMthuli Ncube zvavanotaura ndo zvainzi navamugabe zviroto zviroto, because havazivi zvavanotaura, uyezve havararame upenyu hwatinorarama isu sevana veZimbabwe. VaMthuli Ncube vanongowawata vachingovukura vasina zvavanotaura zvisvino. Kana vachiti tishingirire zvinhu zvichanaka, vari kutaura kuti kusafa kwatiri kuita pari zvino is nothing here, because isusu right now tiri kutosafa as it is. Saka munhu akauya akatiti hanzi shingirirai pakusafa kwamuri kuti anenge achida kuedza kureva kuti kudii, kuti it's actually going to get worse than it already is.
Asi,
we cannot stand or agree to something like that.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese, chionai manje maane currency yenyu.
Matano aya vakabvirira kumataura kubva gore rapera vachiti tiri kutora matano, tiri kutora matano. But hapana chachinja, hapana chaita. Izvezvi tikada kuvabvunza kuti zvii zvavari kutaura, vanongogara kutaura mamega deals nemamiriyoni emari, but hapana chinofamba. 10 million chaiya vakatudza kuti vaiwana mumba Machombo pavakamusunga gore riya, hatitozivi kuti yakaendeku, uyezve kuti mabhokisi emari iyo yakazogumira rini. Saka hurumende inotaura zvimwe asi iyo ichiita zvimwe. Saka neta nekuteerera mashoko ehurumende asina chinobatika kana kuti pundutso paari, nekuti isisi tinoda zvinhu zvinoisa chikafu chingwa patebhuru.
Asi vanyoni ngatimbobatai imwe nyaya, vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vachiti munyika nyaya yehori yanetsa yanetsa yanetsa. Zvino hurumende yakabva mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakabva vaseta up commission vachiti commission sa bata munhu wese ane huori. Chionai Honorable Prisca Mfumira Wasungwa nezuro wanga chitsvaga vaimbove deputy president va Pelekezela Mpoko, navo vari kuinvestigatwa. Hamungati hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Vanogomanyira kuda kunosungana naMpoko naMfumira, vagara vachaiziva kuti ihove diki vachisiya hove hombe seiko. Ava vekudya mari yemagetsi vadiko vabata ava. Ava vatinoziva vakaita kuti bhanga guru renyika risvike pakugara pasi vadiko vabata. Mau zviri kutaurwa navamunangagwa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndezviri kuda kutibata kumeso, kutizora sadza muromo, kutinyepera kuti chinzi tadyawo sadza isi tisina kudya. Tinozviziva chese kuti makashayikwa ndege nhatu munhu. Vadi kutanga kubata vana vavo vari pamberi vecorruption, pamwe chete nekuona kuti ivo pachezvavo vari clini remaoko avo, because corruption haisi kutanga pasi. Corruption iri kutanga kumusoro kwavari ivo. Saka how can he set up a commission yaanoziva kuti vanhu vaaisa mucommission iyo vanotori nemaquestion mark? Tikatarisa mukuru wecommission yacho, tinotori nemubvunzo pamusoro pezvake kuti it's not commission yagadzirwa kuti itsva corruption, asi kuti itu yagadzirwa kuti irwe hondo dzavo dzepolitics.
Right, mvunzo wangu sezvo pasara 5 minutes pachirongwa vanyoni and ndine muteereri akatimirira, saka mvunzo wangu wokupedzisira kwamuri, sezvo ndambobvunza nyaya yenyu chiti vanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa nemasoja emukoma, masoja vari kuti varungorova vanhu. Saka imi seve vanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika, plani yenyu ndeipi yekuti muendere mberi zvinhu zvitange kugadziriswa munyika, hurumende nayo ione kuti zvechokwadi vanhu havana kufara, ngatimbokurukura nevanhu titrai kugadzirisa titrai kuadressa zvichemo zvevanhu munyika?
Chakakoshera hurumende iyi kugadzira dzatinoti cosmetics dzekuti ionekere kunyika dziri kunze sehurumende yakachiyana nehurumende yaivepo. Saka optics dzavo dzinokwara kana kodzero dzevanhu dzichityorwa. Taona kuti iko zvino America pamwe chete neUnited Nations vaburitsa mashoko vachitoropodza nyaya yekurohwa kwevanhu. Zvinova izvo zviri kukuvadza urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti izvinatsurudze sehurumende yakanaka. Saka isisu hatisi kuzovapa mukana wokuda kunyepedzera kunge vachinja kana kuti vagadziridza unhu hwavo. Tichada kuramba tichifumura unhu hwavo nekuratidzira, nekuti hatisi kuzodzora tsvimbo nokuti gudo rabata kumeso.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa vanyoni, takunzwai zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Mufaro wangu chaizvo, tinokutendai vateereri.
Right, zvuleka ndapa nangu munumzana uCharles Nyoni, ngumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu vaCharles Nyoni, umwe anorwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Asi ndiri kunzwawo ndine muteereri, pasara 4 minutes pachirongwa, saka ngatipei muteereri mukana wekutaura. Ndoonawo kuti muri kuti chii paFacebook, tobva tapeta chirongwa. Kola kola muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ndiani? Mlaleli ole, hello.
Hallo, ndinokutendai.
Ari parunare apo ndiani?
Chokutanga chendoda kupinda pachiri, ndoda kuti varuzhinji rweZimbabwe huongorore musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House. Musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House, kana takautarisa, musangano wokusunga opposition dzese, kwete opposition imwe chete, opposition dzese nevanogira kodzero dzavanhu vese nevane zvichemo vese munyika yeZimbabwe vari kusungwa neresolution yakaitwa neSenate House pachangopfuura. Ndakanga ndakateerera zvitaurwa izvo zvitaurwa izvo navamonzora vachiti Senate House yaresolva kuti kuchange kuconvena chana kusungwa, and zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kana konvena wemusangano chana kusungwa, zvinoreva kuti hakusina chadana musangano. Damamunenge modana musangano, zvinoreva kuti munenge mutongo zvachiti kuti vazhinji pachasungwa munhu pari kurohwa vanhu, pari kusungwa vanhu, pari kurohwa vanhu. Saka zvinotirwadza ndezvekuti toramba tiri paconstitutionalism here, asi iyo hurumende ndiyo iri kufeila kumira paconstitutionalism. Because constitution, kana takatarisa hurumende yezano, haina kutadza kutevedza constitution kutanga nhasi. Kana pamabvisiro avakaita mugabe wavo chaiye, because izanu pamabvisiro anenge akaita nazvo zvinani constitutionalism. Then tikabvapo tikatarisa pane zvavari kutiitira mastrict, zvinoreva kuti constitution havasi kuitevedza. Saka isusu marwire tinofanira kutinge tichiita topinda pana api, nokuti constitution inova ndiyo yafanira kuti gaidha kuti tinzwana nepazvichemo, iye havasi kuirespektia. Kana takupinda nemairi vanobva vatiita kunge tiri makaupuri.
Saka zvino
ndinonyanya kutirwadza iko ndirikutaura ndiri kusouth africa zvangu, ndatoenda zvangu mukoma jonga ndirikutaura ndikusouth africa.
Aiwa,
ndirikutirwadza ndezve
mukoma jonga ari parichirongwa pari zvino ndi Mike mukoma jonga ari muofisi, asi havasiri vari pachigaro dasi.
All right, thank you very much. Whoever is there, we appreciate and we entertain. Zvinonyanya kutirwadza hama yangu ndezvekuti tarisai mazuva mashoma akapfuura vakaita mafast track programs avo akadzinga vachena munyika. Vachena vanonzivanga vakabata maindustry akanga achiwanikwa mabasa navanhu, akanga achipa punduso kunyika. Let alone nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vakarwa hondo navachena zvikange zvapera. That's why we have got reconciliation program.
Goma Henry
zvakanga zvapera pasara kuvakanyika.
Aiwa Mukoma, nguva ndiyo adyanana Mukoma, nguva aiwa takunza zvakanaka, nguva ndiyo adyanana. Dai next time tokufondirai early kuitira kuti tichi mupinde muve nenguva yakareba. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazo muhle isikhathi sesifikele emaphethweleni ohlelo tashika kumagumo echirongwa chemisha nasi ndinotenda zvikuru samunhu wese apinda muchirongwa both my guest Charles Nyoni njalo utobekile bese vapinda vakanyatsokurukura vakabata nyaya. Thank you so much even to Alex Noyes who was with me earlier on. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongenelele ukuhlelo anokoneka nemfaro ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazo muhle, bye bye.